Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Just happy to be here one more time again. We're getting closer and closer. A lot of good news going on. Everybody getting ready. I mean, I had some good news. At least I got to turn around. I get to go to work back tomorrow. That's one good thing. Now I guess one step closer to maybe sitting in the car. Regardless, the car will be there. My sons will be there. Both of them have their cars there. Well, I have one to have mine and one to have his. A lot of racing going on, a lot of lock-ins still going on. I know they're talking about it. Got a few more guys that are talking about trying to get some lock-ins. But I just was thinking about it, and I've been telling everybody before about the time slips. And we got kind of like a mixed review on certain people says yes, certain people says no. So this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to take the majority of it, and I'm going to go that way. I really don't think we don't need to. We basically only need to win and lose. Like that's all we need. I don't think we actually need time slips. And the reason why I'm going to tell people this here is, I don't care about you making time shot or whatever and get a time slip or whatever, but I don't think you should have it. If you're having a grudge run, there's no need in having a time slip because you can kind of almost like a race stopper. Oh, I went this fast, and, you know, and then the guy gets ready to run another run. Oh, this is what I went. And 9 times out of 10, if you look at some of the clocks that goes on, whether it's English Town or whether it's down south, I don't care what track, this says the winner margin. And then if you're good with math, you can actually tell how fast that guy went. And I don't think that's I think that's race stopping there. That's basically what's going to happen. So, being said, when you're racing at the street, when you're doing street runs and you're running for money, there's no clock out there then. So I don't think you need a clock there when you're doing a grudge run. You got your, you know, already know your car is running to where it's supposed to be. Well, go ahead and come on out there and jump out and do it. You feel that you can do it, go for it. Only thing I can say is, you know, your reaction time, you don't know what it's going to be or whatever. And it is what it is. I mean, that's how I'm really thinking about. I'm leaning towards that. And also, you'll never have to worry about somebody saying, oh, they got the time slip. I think everybody should do it with the grudge fest. Then you never have to worry about somebody say, oh, they got the time. They got the time. And before you know it, it's a big fiasco. So I think it'll cut down a lot of stuff and a lot of the bull. And I think it'll stop the race-stopping stuff going on. But if anybody wants to come on here and tell me what they think about it, feel free. Because I think that would be a perfect way to work out. We do have a couple cars that's coming out. Some extra ones that called me up today. And they're looking for some action. Shack Attack will be in the house. ProMod, Firebird, if anybody knows, he calls. He wants to know, you know, if he can get anything. If anybody's looking for a little action, he'll definitely be there in Fayetteville. Also, they'll be down there looking to try somebody. So we got a lot of cars. I'm really surprised how even the big boys, a lot of the big guys, been calling me up and asking, can they get something going on? We also got Three Lug and Fifth. Fat Rat talking about the race right now. They made a deal. I don't know the whole situation. I let them talk amongst each other. So I got to find out the exact thing with how they're doing it. I guess they're going to go when they get to the track. It's one of the two ways they're doing it, but they're definitely going to be doing, they're going to run each other. So it's going to be a lot of action. We got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of new stuff coming, you know. Just like I said, Sammy and them, they're doing their job. They're out there, and they're pushing. I know I got something. I'm working on one guy now. They don't know if the car's going to be ready. I had Pokey talk to Marshall. So, 50, hold on. You might get your answer. So, that might end up going something. Might be doing something soon, too. That being said, if anybody want to come on right now, I'm going to open up a couple of these mics if anytime somebody wants to come in. I know Rico, the crew, will be in the house, definitely hosting. Like we said, we're going to do on time on Saturday. We definitely want to get that turkey roast out of the way. Want to make sure. Also, we're on a pig. We're going to have a pig also there. We're going to have quite a bit of things that we're going to be doing. But you can gotta say the grudges are going to be off the hook. It's going to be a lot of action. Should be a lot of stuff going on. But I'm going to open up a couple of lines right now, and so we can go from there. 908-8481, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe Gray? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything, Jermaine?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah, so far so good. I go back to work tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
That's good.
Day by day.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I know you'd like to put your input on it. What do you think? You think they should have any time since when they're out of grudge race?
No time, no ticket.
No time, no ticket. That's my whole thing. I agree with that 100%.
Just like you said, Joe, all you got to do is just estimate the times, and that's it. Then you can see how fast the other person really went. That's all you got to do, just estimate the times.
Yeah, so I figure we go and take care of that business there, and we should be pretty good with it. We'll be out of the clear. You won't have no problems. Ain't nobody can be race stopping. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you know and I know, a lot of stuff gets stopped because you get a guy, well, such and such just went this here, and he just beat him. So, you know, it's one of those numbers. Well, I figure if you ain't got no time, all they can do is say, well, we don't know where he went. Maybe he went slower. Maybe, you know, who knows? Neither one guy is going to know. I don't mind. You know, my whole thing is I don't care about a guy taking a stopwatch and stop watching me. It don't matter. But if you got my slip and you can almost read it to the T, that's not good.
I don't like that there.
No, so that's my whole thing. That's my whole thing right now. I'm leaning towards that. Every grudge run that get ready to pull up, if you tell me it's a grudge run ahead of time, there will be no tickets. That's what I'm leaning towards. That's what I want to see what the other people output is on. Because I did see somebody said, what's the big deal? It's a big, big deal. If I look down on a ticket and I see winning margin by 069, all I have to do is turn around and do the math. I can tell you exactly what you want. Like it's nothing. And that's a bad thing, because at the bottom tells you on the bottom. That's why when you go to anywhere, making a time hit somewhere, and I got honest truth, you got to be so very careful. If a guy pulls up next to you and they get those slips on the bottom and says the winner margin, you're in trouble. They can actually feel what they know exactly what you're going. So that's why I don't want to see that happen. Yeah. Oh, that happened at Baldy's race?
That happened at Baldy's race. Yeah, man, because a guy had an IROC, and he was racing like this Mustang on a test shot, and the people in the tower had gave both the slips to the Mustang, and the guy with the IROC, he was pissed about it because he didn't like that.
Oh, yeah, you know, I can understand that. And I mean, don't get me wrong. We normally just cut them in half, and you don't. One guy gets one gets the other. But the bottom of the ticket that tells you winning margin, you do not want. If you do turn around and say you want the slips, Because if you don't turn around and do that, I can figure you out. I can tell you exactly how fast you go. All you have to do is do the math. Don't take a rocket science, just figure that out. That's what a lot of guys don't understand. So I think we should do away. If there's a grudge run, guess what? No tickets. You know what? If you decide you want to find out your time and you come to the tower, I'm sorry. There ain't going to be nothing there. It just ain't going to be. There ain't going to be no tickets there either. That's how it's going to be, just shut down. We did it at Capitol a couple times. We did it at Buzz Creek for the big runs. A couple guys coming down there and, well, they get no ticket. Well, you said you're not going to get a ticket. We went to the tower. They called us trying to get to the tower. No, you said no ticket, no nothing. So nobody gets anything. So I don't want to hear anything, you know, a negative thing. And that's what happened was, guy goes, why is that? You know, well, if you agree to it, you agree. You can't have both, one or the other. So I want to shut it down. I want to shut it down fast so there won't be no problems. Because there's a lot of races. Already we got 26 races locked in. So, I mean, we got guys that's going to run right after another. One, I mean, wow, I can't even call out some of the races that some of the guys are, you know, doing crazy back-to-back. They don't want to come all the way down there. You know, just the same way we meeting them and they're meeting us. Nobody wants to just come down and just do one run. If they get a couple, they want to get it in. They want to get two or three in. Nobody just wants to do one run and say, okay, I'm going home, or I take the one win. If I think I can get four or five, I'll run and keep running. I run until the thing is the tongue hanging out. If you got to get a freshen up, you get a freshen up later. That's all to it. And that's going to be one thing also down there. I'm just going to let everybody know. I'm actually going to put a tape across so people can't park all the way towards the front, like way, way up towards the block of the staging lanes, because I need one lane open just for the grudge runs. And for that one class that I'm going to have, the 29-28 class, that's going to be a grudge alley lane. So even though you got the time runs going down, now suddenly I know, for example, Sammy's got a race going on, and I know he's got to come right back and he's got to run another race. I got to get him around, and I got Billy G driving two cars that day. He's got to be able to get back around and get in there and go down there again in another car. So that's going to be one of those things. That lane is priority. And I'm going to just let everybody know right now, so if nobody hears anything bad, priority, once you have a grudge run, you tell me you're getting ready to go, I'm going to tell you suit up. It might be 2 minutes. It might be 5 minutes. But you're going to be moved in right away. I want to get that in and out. I mean, we got plenty of time to do plenty of time runs you guys want to do. But those grudge runs, I must get off. I want to get them in a fashion where they can get in and out, and come back around, and get back and do it again. You know, Sammy's got to run one with Nitrous, then he got to run another guy on motor. So he's got to be able to get that car right back and get it set up, and then go pull around. Now Billy G's got to jump out of that car. He's got to go on 50's car. They got to run there. So it's a lot of stuff going on. So I just want to make sure everything is good, and I want to make sure everything is on the up and up. I'm going to open up another mic here because I know they've been waiting here for a while. But stay right on the phone, Jermaine. It is 347-5810. Your mic's open.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything, Sammy?
All right. Hang in there.
Okay.
How's everything with you?
So far, so good, man. Everything been on the up and up, and everything is going pretty damn good, I got to say. I must say. You know, getting back to work.
Hey, going back to work, just take the month off.
Look, I had too many days off. I was going crazy in the house. Finally seemed like the body seemed like it wanted to move around, wanted to get busy.
Is that slow,
it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm
going to
show you
right here.
My foot in your ass.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
When the food is ready, we're gonna chain Jermaine on the other side of the track, all the way in the back, on a tree, so he can't come and get the food. Because if he gets the food, nobody's going to get to eat.
Oh, no. Listen, he didn't call the guys last time when I told him to call everybody to come. He stayed down. Man. I thought he went and called everybody.
I had yelled their names about twice, and they didn't want to come
you
over.
Yelled.
Bullshit.
You yelled.
Bullshit. You maybe had four or five
plates. Boy, you got some stuff with you. You got some stuff with you. But what's going on with you, Sammy?
Not much. Three more. What, okay. We got two and a half weeks, 3 weeks to go. Can't wait.
Oh, man, it's going to fly. It's going to fly.
Yeah, it is going to fly by. Believe it or not, I can't wait until that day comes and I can ditch work. You want to go back to work. I'm trying to ditch work. I can't wait until that day comes.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, everybody's been talking. Everybody's ready to roll, so we're going to see what happens, you know.
I hear Jermaine is betting against me on the races, so, you know, hopefully Jermaine can cover.
Uh-oh.
I like Crazy Horse, man.
You like that fake Crazy Horse.
y'all calling that fake, huh?
No,
I just like Crazy Horse.
So which crazy horse? That's what we want to know.
There's about so many crazy horses out there. I don't know which one it is.
Oh, man. Don't tell me you're doing that to us. Don't tell me you're going out like that.
He likes the Mustang to win.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Mustang.
Yeah. Or you want the Fox Mustang body to win.
I like the black Mustang
to win. Oh, man. See, Jermaine, you're no good, Jermaine. They told you my boy.
Hey, man.
We'll see what happens. I just can't wait until that day comes. That's all I know.
Okay, I'm back.
I can't wait.
Sorry about that, you guys. But, everybody's up there talking. I got more and more guys calling me. I already heard Long Island Will got a bus over there. I got a bus. Fox has got two buses. They're coming down. So it should be interesting. There's a lot of people coming. A lot of people come to vet and have fun. You know, we should really have a really good time. So, you know, if anybody...
It's going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully we got Jermaine there. We're going to see. Make sure. We're going to try to get him.
We could leave Jermaine home.
Oh, man.
Jermaine, you want me to pick you up on the way there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, come pick me up. Because my friends, they don't like me no more.
Uh-oh.
You just sleep
what
and
you
eat?
Done did?
You just sleep and eat. That's the problem. Nobody
what you done did?
Just sleep and eat.
I didn't do nothing, Joe. I'm just joking around. I didn't do nothing.
They don't want him no more. See, they gave him away already. They passed him on.
Wow. You know what I think going on, Jermaine? I've seen you making funny of D-Boy and the rest of them. That's what I think is going to happen. You know? That's the whole thing.
You see how they abuse everybody.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they can hear me, but nobody can call on them because the show was running all that time from the get-go. When you first put it on. All right, I got to keep talking on the phone.
Okay, yes. My son, something happened with this here, with the show. A lot of people are trying to get on the show right now. And, you know, it's Blog Talk Radio. And I don't know if anybody ever did it before. But sometimes they schedule you and they put it in. And you got to put it ahead of time. And when you put it ahead of time, it's supposed to go, you get 2 hours or whatever. Well, I guess they decided they're going to start the show 2 hours ago. So a lot of people that are on the line right now can't get. So if somebody tried to get on right now, if you get off, you can't get back in. So that's why I was just going on my regular phone trying to get this situated. And that's the only problem with this here Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes they could get glitches in it and they get them all mixed up. So this is what's going on right now. So, but Lisa, whoever's on here now, they know I'll hear it. I don't know how long it's going to stay on for. It's almost like it says it ran over the time limit. That's why I had to get on the phone. But otherwise, everybody that's on right now, as long as they stay on and they don't get click off, they're okay. If you click off, you won't be able to get back on until I'm trying to work something out. And we'll see what happens. But otherwise, we can keep it going. And my man Cliff, I didn't hear from him. I don't think he's on here tonight. Sweet Tea, I don't think he's clicked in either. You know, because I see them got a lot. They've been doing some racing. I don't know if you guys seen. Herman the Monster went out there and did his thing. He ran Lagoon with Travis Harvey and them this week. Have you seen that on the Facebook pages? Anybody?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Now, let me just tell you something about that. Goon's big block on Nitrous. Herman the Monster, small block on Nitrous, but stock block. So if anybody say that those guys ain't gambling, they're lying. That man went out there and with a small block. He didn't care about the big block. Still went out there. You know, I mean, the car shot, you know, I mean, it went from one wall to the other wall. And, you know, hey, it was all about racing. Nobody got hurt, so at least that's what the whole thing. You can always replace a car. But I'll tell you exactly what Herman Moss told me. He will be at Fayetteville, and he will have four cars with him. So they already got something else in the works. They got their Mustang. They got a couple Mustangs. They got a truck they're looking to do action with. They call it the Buddy Blow Killer. They sell little Buddy. That's what they call it. They're gonna have quite a bit of stuff. So get ready. It's gonna get interesting. Little Daryl looked good the other night too. I don't know if you guys seen it. The red Mustang. He looked pretty damn good. He shook down. He looked good. I gotta give him credit. So those guys are getting their stuff together. We were trying to get out there. A lot of guys want to get out there this week and test. But I'm hearing it's only going to be 40 degrees Sunday, 39, 40. So we just got to hope and pray for the following week. Some guys are going out anyhow, but I don't think I'm going to hit that cold call. Dwayne and White Lightning, those guys will be down in the house also. Big Block on Nitrous, both of them, stock suspension. And they're going to be looking for action also down there in Fayetteville. So they're all showing up, and they all said they're going to show out. So that's what I like about it. I think this year is going to start off really, really hard with the runs. Street King, as you know, has plenty of races locked in. And, you know, the crew is coming out there from South Carolina. A couple guys are coming from Georgia. One guy's supposed to be trying to get from the Florida, but we got one big box, the box I think it is. Three Lug will be in the house from Chicago. So we got a lot of people coming. It's gonna be real interesting. I know it's gonna be a lot of racing. And all the lock ins, you know, like they told us that we can't bet enough. I'm just gonna let you guys know right now. Racing Jason and the Duster. Everybody's going on the Duster. Just letting everybody know right now. So if you want any bet at all, there's no problem getting a bet. I'm telling you right now, there's no problem. Everybody is on the Duster. So get ready on that run. Buddy Blow is planning on getting some get back on this one. That's what he thinks. So I'll let y'all know. And Junior Bissett, you know, he's all game. He's ready to go. And I didn't get to call him, but I already got the deposit from Kevin Hunt for the 29th. He put his deposit up already. And I'll meet up with Jason probably real soon and get the deposit from Jason. So that run will be getting locked. They're locked, but they just let me hold the money. So that deposit is definitely up. They're definitely going to do it for the five over there at Maryland, Buzz Creek on the 29th of May. So that's going to be real interesting. I also seen a couple other runs that are locked in. The naked lady out there, them guys have been calling, look like they're calling all the guys on the DMV out. they're doing photo shoots and all kinds of stuff. They called out my man, Dwayne, the slut. They're all over him. So I don't know what's going on with that deal. So hopefully he can get his stuff together and we can see that run. Yeah, they called him out. They were talking big junk, so it's going to be a battle of the women. They said the naked lady versus the slut. That's what they
wow.
said. Like I say, who the best woman is. So it's going to be interesting. Very interesting. They need to make a little twist on it since, they're going to see who the best one is. Make one of them got to put a dress on and walk around the track. I don't care if it works. That should be part of the stips. If you lose, put the dress on and walk down right down the side of the start line. I don't care if it ain't for 5 seconds. Just put it on. That's what I need to have them do. That would be one of the stips would be good. But that's what would be the problem. I see guys calling me. They're trying to get on and they can't get on. So there's not too much I can do tonight. I was hoping I could, but if anybody wants to come in, if they decide they got something that they want to bring out, they're looking for a run, looking for action, please let me know. Because I know a lot of guys out there, and I know they're telling me that they're testing and this and that, and, I understand, but we also got some guys that are ready. And I talked to June today. He said they might be running. That race might be happening with Ralphie's old Nova and Kenny Mack. So he called me up and told me that might be happening too. So I guess we'll wait until we'll know by the end of this week. Then we also got some guys that are coming down that we know for a fact. If they don't run the guys from down there first, can't get anybody to run right away. That's their last resort. First, they're going to run everybody else from the south, and then they're going to turn around. They got enough time, they're going to free fall and go after each other. Which, and I said, well, whatever. Tyler's got out there with his small block. He's game. He don't want to just do one race. He wants to do a couple. So if anybody else is looking for some races, let me know. Because I know that these guys are definitely game. So, if you don't make it to this one, you're going to miss pretty good. Miss it. It's going to be a good one. And, Sammy, how many races that your car is locked in with right now?
Three.
Three races. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I have to have that grudge alley lane. That's what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to caution it off. I'm going to put a cone in it. Nobody riding that lane. If you get in that lane, I will pull you out if you're not doing a grudge run. So I'm just letting you know right now, I'll run all the cars all the way around you. Don't get in that lane and just turn around and just think you're going to make a pass, and I already got the cone there. And that's the reason why I'm going to keep it back so it don't get so cluttered, so you can get the cars through and out. We had no problems moving the cars through. I got to say that. You don't have to worry about them guys telling you that you only allow three runs for the day. I don't care. You can run all day long. You keep coming up there all the times you want. So none of this here stuff like certain tracks that have three runs. That's it. And to let you know, it is still the same. I think you got background noise in your back. You think, Jermaine, I think it's your phone. Anybody that has any consumption saying that it's going to be more to race, no, it's not. It is the same way. It will be $20 to test and tune on Saturday, and it'll be $20 to test and tune on Friday. So So if anybody wants to test and tune on Friday, it's $20. Spectators will be only 15. So I will let you know that right now. That's what's going on. So if anybody has a problem, you know, you just give me a call. There ain't nothing changed. No prices went up. I already heard of something went down. Somebody said say. But no, it's not going to change. Keep it the same way. Also, whatever fish we have, all the fish that we have, is not one person is paying. I don't want to see anybody reaching their pocket. It is free. Same thing goes when we have the turkeys after we did the contest. It is free. So eat all you wish and have a good time. That's how I look at it. I just want to have a real great time. It's the start of the season for us. I just want to go out with a bang. I want to make sure the thing is everything is on the money. I'm glad to hear a lot of guys that haven't been down there ever are coming. That's what I like about it. But that's my whole thing. It's all about bringing more and more people to the grudge game and to have fun. You know, if you can't have fun, ain't no need doing it. So that's why I'm trying to bring the fun back into it. And that's what a lot of people need to find out about that. So I'm going to open up another mic here. 201-9355, your mic's open.
Yo, how are you? How's everything?
Oh, not bad. How you doing? How's everything? How you doing, Cliff?
I'm hanging in there, man. How about you?
So far, so good. Everything pretty good so far.
Wonderful.
Looking good, looking good. My first day back to work will be tomorrow.
Sweet tea.
Oh, man, you know what? Hey, good luck with that one. You know, but take it slow, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I definitely ain't going to go crazy. It was real easy. They told me, you know, I actually thought I was going to get 3 shots in a session, but she said, really? You feel that good? You sure? I said, yeah, I feel good. I'm going out. I'm going to work. Can't
let
sit around. I got to go.
Let them know I said you get 2 lunch breaks a day now.
I wish I could. Look, I got to stop the lunch breaks. I got to lose some of this weight. You ain't seen me. I'm up there now. Holy cow, man. Oof. Not good.
Wow.
Yeah, I gained some weight, boy. I got to start moving around. That ain't good for me. But, hey, it's all right. Everything's good as long as I'm 6 feet up, I'm okay.
Absolutely.
6 feet down, that's a problem. That's how I look at it.
This is your season anyway, Joe. You'll be moving all around the place anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, and next week when it come on, I'm going to have a guy here, and he's actually going to come on here. I don't know if he should be having some golf carts down there like last time for rentals.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, in case somebody decide they want to get a rental, you know, it'll be definitely there, you know. And hopefully everything works out good. But, yeah, everybody's calling me because the show did something with Blog Talk Radio, screwed up, and everybody can't get on. Saying there's no show, but whoever's on now, everybody, all the calls that's on right now, they can hear us, but the other guys can't get on.
I must have just caught you because I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't sign in at 11, at 6:30, you know. I signed in a little after, almost 7, you know.
Okay, almost 7. Yeah, anything after 7, for some reason, something happened with this thing. But I don't know why, but that's what everybody's calling me. That's what's going on right now. But, yeah, and so your turkey's in there basting and everything, or what?
Hey, listen, yeah, it's going to be ready.
Okay, all right. You know Sammy already spiced his up already.
Yeah.
And look, everybody trying to tell me all kinds of stuff. I said, listen, just don't eat before you do the money run. That's all I can tell you, because I don't want you to be sleepy. Don't want you blaming nothing on me.
You know what?
We got?
I'm glad you said that. Now, I said I'm glad you said that. Now, you mentioned the turkey's basting. Do we set the turkeys up here, or do we have to do it there?
Sammy, where's Sammy at? Sammy on here right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Sammy, you want to answer that one? Because I know a lot of guys talk about bringing that cooking that turkey and then getting up there and do the final thing on it. They can kind of like pre if they want, right?
I'm cooking mine from raw over there.
Yeah, I know. I'm cooking mine. I'm gonna cook it raw from there too. But I mean, if they want to turn around, then if they now. I don't have any problem. If they want to bring it like that, it's no problem with me. I think they're going to have more problems.
It'll be nice and cold and dry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it might be like a bouncing ball when you finish. I know Halleck Nash is going to be cooking a turkey there. I already told him I don't want that thing. I already said I know what's going to happen when he fall off the plate, go bounce all over.
I'm glad I ain't going to be no judge.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Do we pick our turkeys up here or we supply them down there? Either way, it doesn't make me a difference.
Whatever you want me to do. You want me to supply? I'm going to be coming around pretty soon, so I might be able to get. I'm going to see if I can get the turkeys ahead of time, and then I'll call you and I'll bring it to you. It's no problem. It's no problem at all. It's up to you.
No, listen. It doesn't matter. I mean, if the turkeys would be there sitting there waiting, I mean, I'll take it. It's not going to take me long to hit it over the head.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, well, I have it there waiting for you. Now, I'm going to tell you the only thing I was just going to let you know that you know Sammy and all the rest of them, they already done spiced their turkey up ahead of time, so.
Mine is going to be spiced up 3 or 4 days before then.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm just saying. So if you want, I will ride out towards Jersey or whatever. And more than likely, I think I'm going to be, I mean, the 13th, I should be at the track. I want to be there at least. I know my son wanted to test his car. And I wanted to make sure I test mine just to make sure everything's okay. Don't want to, go all the way down there and then something minor and then you got to bring it all the way back, but
yeah.
I should have no problem. I can meet up with you. That's no problem.
So you know, if you make it anywhere close out of here to Jersey, let me know and we'll meet up. No problem.
Okay, no problem. That's no problem at all. Same way with you, Sammy. You know, just let me know if we meet up or something. I have it sitting there looking at you. I have that turkey right there. Now, I heard something, you know, the other day I heard somebody telling me about the turkey. Matter of fact, you were on the phone when we were talking about the turkey and how they said they're going to put a beer can in the middle and sit the turkey up.
Yeah.
Cook it sitting up. He'd be standing straight up and down.
That comes out good that way. Matter of fact, my mother made 2 chickens like that yesterday. Came out real good.
It came out real good. I never heard that one. That's my first time I've ever heard it. I might have to just try to put a chicken to the side and just see what happens when I do one.
Hey, everybody be drunk off. Put it in the pan.
Drunk off a chicken.
Put it in a bottle. Yeah, even take a bottle. Take a bottle of Snapple and let it stand on a bottle of Snapple and stick it in the oven and that's it. And you'd be good to go.
A bottle of
Snapple.
A glass bottle?
Yeah.
It won't break.
Really?
No, it won't crack. It won't crack.
I got unless it was Pyrex approved or some type of.
Nothing will happen to it. My wife does it all the time.
Okay.
She does it all the time with the chickens. She uses a bottle of Snapple or a can of soda or whatever it is. You put a little water in it and just stick it in the oven like that. In the pan.
I thought you guys were leaving a Snapple or something and then give it a little flavor.
No, you drink the Snapple, you put a little water in there. Because
okay.
It doesn't do nothing anyway. The flavor inside of it doesn't do nothing. It just holds it
okay.
up. That's about it. It just holds up the chicken. And it keeps it,
all right.
you know, drops all the nastiness on the bottom of the pan. And it keeps it nice and moist and juicy inside of it. As well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's pretty good. It comes out awesome. It comes out real, real good. Remember, you're talking to the Chicken King here.
Okay, listen. Okay, now turkey is a different thing than the chicken, so I just let you know. So.
I already tried it. Cliffy, you tried my turkey. It wasn't that bad, was it?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, Sammy. I really did.
See, there you go. I think I did pretty good.
Okay, I'm not going to say that. We will find out. But I'm going to open up a couple more mics right quick because I see everybody hold on here. So I'm going to open up a couple right quick. Let me hit open up right now. 240-2987, your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Long Island?
All right, how's everything? How's everything with you now?
I can't call it. I just, you know what I mean? I'm glad to hear that you're in good health. And may God bless you, my man. You know?
All right, thank you.
Number two, Sammy. Yeah, I ate lamb before, but I ain't, you know what I mean? I ain't never had it like probably you would do it. So when I get down there, I'm going to come find you and I'm going to try some of your lamb, whether I got to pay for it or whatever. That's
you're
going to
have
do.
That. You're going to have that on the 29th then.
At Bud Street?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's in my bag. That's 20 minutes from my house. Okay.
Yep. All
right. Hey, Long Island. You'll just
have to go see Long Island. He'll have it all ready. He'll be cooking it.
Okay.
No problem.
I'll have it prepped, and Long Island will be cooking it.
Hey, that's what's up, Sammy. Hey, you got to come to the master if you want to want it good, you know.
I ain't going to say all that. Right. Man. I ain't going to all that. That man right there was the first one that ever gave me a piece of lamb. I ain't never ate lamb until last year. And I got hooked on it after that.
What's the rules on the turkey? You got to fry the turkey. You got to bake it. What's the rule?
You have anything, any choice you want to, whether it's baked, fried. Some people are even barbecuing it. Now, how they do that, I want to see it myself. I've never seen nobody actually barbecue a turkey, but it'll be a first one time I'll see it.
Put it on a rotisserie. Me and you are barbecuing, aren't we?
Yeah, but that's not the way they barbecue. You're going to see the difference, what they do.
We're using charcoal, aren't we? So we're barbecuing it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, but they're going to be over open pit. They're doing their thing a little different. That's a little bit different. I want to see this. I want to see it.
Hey, Long Island, can anybody enter the turkey contest? Anybody? Sam, Racer?
Anybody. I don't care who it is. I'm going to tell you right now, it's $400 to win. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely going to be anybody can enter. I don't care who it is. There's no problem.
My sweet tea is going to be sour after I'm done with him.
I got no problem with anybody entering. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay, you make sure you bring all the judges at one shot to my table when they taste my turkey. All them judges at one shot.
Now, you look, I'm not going to tell them. I got to make sure that I can't let them know who cooked what. So nobody knows nothing. You guys can... We're going to put them out there, and you know exactly. You guys will know which one of your turkeys is yours. And I let each one of the judges go down, and they can go right through from there. So that's how we're going to do it. We'll make sure. And go ahead, right on down through it, and we'll tell who's got the best. And then after that, we're going to commit to eating. But I meant to ask you, now, Cliffy, you know, I mean, we were just talking about this no time slips. What do you think about that?
Well,
what do you think? I mean, you guys all heard, you know, I just want to make sure, because I'm thinking about not having, you know, if you do the money run, I don't even think you should have a time slip.
So,
there's a win and lose, like, that's it.
I mean, if you say you're going to turn the light, I mean, the towers off, you know, no tickets. You know, people are pretty crafty nowadays, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on. So, you know what, the best I can say is if you're going to go out there, you know, I don't even know how to quite exactly say it, but when I got a time slip when I was at ACTO, I was a little surprised because, believe it or not, that was the first time I got a time slip when I raced, when I grudge raced for money. And now the guy, he stopped me, jumped in front of my car, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? And he's handing me a goddamn slip. And I'm like, first thing I said is, what the fuck is he doing, you know? So you know what? Cut the power off, man. Cut it off. Cut the damn thing
off.
Yeah, that's what I did.
All right, so that's what... I mean, everybody's kind of feeling the same way, I think. Then you got to worry about it.
I never
know what the person went. You know, that's it.
The first time I got a time slip in a grudge race was at Cecil County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a time slip.
Yeah,
I don't want.
I never got a time. Englishtown never gave me a time slip, and I raced there most of the time.
Yep. Hey,
okay.
Joe, I got a question, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that your car is going to do the same thing every time?
That's the gamble. When we used to race on the street, we never had clocks, so we don't know what we was doing.
Because we was too close.
That's what brings the fun back in. You know? That's the whole fun about it.
Because Long Island, Sammy, everybody else on this phone, Has your car ever done the exact same thing two runs in a row?
No, it hasn't.
I can't answer that because, the whole thing about me, I never run the car to full out unless it's the money.
Oh, so you're giving away too much information, Sammy. You're giving away too much information. You can't tell me. you can't tell them that. You can't tell them what tricks you holding up your sleeve, Sammy. You can't tell them that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's like, you know, why I'm gonna put the car on the edge on a test?
I said, yeah. Then you say you got a big money grudge race coming up. Now you go out here on this test trying to give it everything, and you hurt something.
Yeah, you lose the deposit.
Exactly.
I'd rather lose the pot than lose the deposit because at least I went out there and tried.
Yeah.
Anything could happen in drag racing. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, it can. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. I don't give a, if I'm gonna blow it up on the race, I'd rather blow it up on a race than blowing it up on a test shot because simple fact is, the fuck I got out of a test shot. Nothing. At least I went out there and tried it, and I tried it. Maybe he'll blow up, or he'll blow up to blow the tires off or do something. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I'm getting at.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Sam. I understand fully what you're saying.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. Man, that's just me.
Well,
I don't know how everybody else does it.
Well, at least if everybody feels the same way, that's a good thing for me.
No, you just let them on a money race. You just have them pull the fucking the printer out of the plugs.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna be what's gonna happen. You're not gonna get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be done.
No, leave the printer on.
I'm really thinking. I feel like honestly, tell you the truth. I really feel like. The problem is, that's the reason why I'm trying to say, if everybody untested their car out already and had their passes on at a certain time, and then also not just say cut the clocks off, period, and no printer, no nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing. No time slip at all. Nobody. I'm talking about even if you wanted to do a time run later, nobody got anything. I think we might be able to get more runs off because everybody's just going to be, you know, like a free-for-all. It's like on the street, you know. Oh, man, I felt better. You don't know what you went. But you felt better, you know what I mean? It's just going to be one of those things.
Say you have the Grudge Alley with eight cars there. The printer comes right out, and those four races happen right there.
Hey Joe, I'm gonna tell you the most aggravating thing. If you got a time slip waiting for you after you do a grudge race and you fuck around and lose, you look at your slip, then you're gonna be pissed off twice.
That's true.
Wow.
Then you're looking at your slip.
True.
Now you're pissed off twice. Mm-hmm. Take it from me because I know. You're like, you know what? You want to throw the time slip away. You want to go home and just get the hell back in bed. You know, so yeah. leave them clocks off. For the time
all
passes,
right, you got it. Yeah, I got
man,
it.
Just
so
gonna,
I'll make
you
sure.
Know what?
That's how I'm going to
do it. Maybe Friday's race on the test, and they're going to favorable guys are going to practice how to turn off the time slip.
Oh, no. They have done it.
Oh, okay.
There's no problem doing it. I just wanted
all
to
right.
turn around and say heck with everything. Because I see guys all of a sudden, you know, they're waiting for the time slip. I don't think we should have one. I'm just saying, I have seen them do it. I think that I want to just stop all the grudge racing. Anybody that's getting ready to do the grudge race, you going to grudge run? I don't want you to really have a ticket. Then I ain't got to worry about it. Nobody's saying. I think how fast
yeah,
you
no,
know, I'll be stopping racing.
Nobody should get a slip. Nobody. I don't care
no.
who it is. If they want one, they're going to have to go okay, to the
Sammy.
Tower. Usually,
okay, I'll
usually
tell you
but nobody should get one.
I'll tell you for example, Sammy. You know you got like three races, right?
Yeah.
You race the first guy and he goes back and he's good friends with the other guy. Oh, I just went such and such on that pass.
Yep.
You know, and I look
and he
on
beat
the
me by this
I
much,
beat him
this
by,
much.
By this much, he knows already. He's going to tell his friend. So he tells his friend
yeah.
that you're going to run. So if he can't beat you, the first thing he's going to give you is a punk out.
Yeah.
No, I want him not to know, and guess what? You know, it's, you know, I don't want to turn around and say, okay, that's like a guaranteed thing one way or another. You know, I don't
exactly.
want nobody
that's
knowing.
That's why I'd rather have
it's
no
like if you turn around, you know,
no
if I know I'm playing cards with you, and you turn around, I seen that. I know that you got four aces in your hand. I only got four kings. I'm not going to be a stupid nut and bet you.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? That's just stupid to me.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm just looking at. I mean, if I know if this guy turns around and told me, oh, Joe, he went 12-0 and I'm only going 12-30s, 12-40s, I'll be a fool. I'm going to give you the punk out.
Yeah.
I'm not getting going out there like that. Everybody,
no.
You know, that's the worst thing I ever heard. And I'm going to tell you something. Man. You hear promoters. Oh, you scared to gamble. You know what? It ain't your money, so it's easy for you to talk about it. You know what I mean? If
yeah.
I can't get down the track and you tell me, oh, you got to do it, you scared to gamble. If I can't get down, you think I'm going to race you? You know, I see guys go out there, and, you know what I mean? We had a guy, I'll tell you this, God honest truth, I went there. I was at one of the tracks, and the guy was, oh, you better run. Meanwhile, the guy's motor's blown. Things puffing like a freight train. Oh, you gotta run. I looked at him, I was like, I know damn well he ain't racing. I know he ain't gonna run this car again. I'm waiting for it to explode, you know, like when he hit the nitrous, it's gonna just bust out and all the oil all over the track. He went out there and ran anyhow. Not thinking that he gonna, you know, something crazy. Oh, the guy's gonna red light, because it was red light loose. But I'm saying to myself, your car ain't even going nowhere near it was going. It was probably a second off. And you still went out? Tell me that ain't nuts. You know,
yep.
and that's what you always hear. You hear these promoters, I hate to say it, you get a lot of promoters say, oh, man, you got to engage. Well, you know what? You put up the money for me. I run that person. I'll show you my car. You want to put up the money? Go ahead. You want to bet the whole thing? You bet the pot. You know, it's easy for somebody to sit on the sidelines and say that, and they ain't putting that money up. It's hard when it's your money. I'm going to be real about it. So don't let me tell you how it is. So I'm not going to tell you how to run your car. Everybody runs their car different. Everybody runs their program different, you know. Now, sure, if you think you got a good bet, you load up. Ain't no doubt about it. I've seen that happen, you know. I've seen it backfire on people, too. But I'm just saying, if your car is hurt, and then somebody tells you to engage, you know, you're nuts. And the same vice versa. If somebody knows your time because he just ran the other guy, and You know, you can't beat them. You're going to go out there and run? No, you're not going to do it. So I feel turn the clocks off. Nobody knows nothing. Oh, well, here we go. That's how I look at it. I think it'll be more racing, you know. I mean, we got a lot of runs locked in now, yes. But there's a lot of other guys coming down. And I'm quite sure when it hits off, I mean, like Street King, he's got four cars coming, but guess what? I got four more coming from that area right over South Carolina. They just called up, and they're bringing their cars. So, you know, that's one of those things, you know. And I mean, you're looking on Facebook, a couple of guys coming from Georgia coming with their cars. So when you start seeing that, you know, what are you going to do? I think that would be the best thing. You never have to worry about it. But I'm going to open up another mic because I know this guy's been sitting on here for a while. But you guys stay right here. 516-7295. Your mic's open.
Hey, hello, fellas. What's up, Joe Gray? 50 grand in the house.
What's going on, 50?
Passing through. All right.
Ain't that long. Ain't that much longer.
I know. I'm sitting here waiting patiently.
I'm gonna let you go ahead, cause I know you done told me a couple of things, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and say it on the radio. Tell me people you calling out, you looking for.
I'm looking for my main man, three loves. I hope my main man, three loves. I hope dog
okay.
is in the house.
Okay.
And anybody else that might want to shake their hand and shake the trees or whatever it is, you know.
Okay, now.
I'm nice and quiet.
I talked to somebody. He went and called up Marshall. And
oh, yeah. That's right. I like to see old Marshall.
I just want to make sure that everybody know, you know, ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going
to
find out.
To Marshall.
Okay, so it won't be long from what he said.
Come and get out from underneath some trees.
I think that you guys are going to get it off. I think you guys are going to get it. You guys are going to get it off,
right.
Sure.
I forgot I'm looking for Marshall. Tell Marshall I said hello. Tell him he can get out from under the trees.
Oh, man. So anybody else you got looking out for?
Well, I can't say the one I really want, but, you know, I keep that a secret.
Uh-oh.
Gotta have some kind of secrets.
Okay.
When they turn me loose, then you know I'm gonna start calling them out. When they turn me loose, I gotta
Uh-oh.
Wait for Billy G to turn me loose. He said, 50, go crazy. I'm going crazy. Yeah. All I want to see is ass and elbows.
Oh,
right,
man.
Sammy?
Ass and elbows, baby. Ass and elbows.
That's right, brother. I gotta be a gentleman for right now.
We gotta be good boys now.
Yeah, I
look,
be
y'all
good
ain't
boy
good
right
boys
now.
As much as look. You got five runs already. How y'all gonna be good?
Well, five.
How's that good?
We gotta finish our food before we get to fill up the second plate.
Oh no.
We gotta finish
God.
Every piece in that plate first. And then we go fill up the plate again.
That's right. We got to empty the plate. The plate is full right now.
Okay.
The plate is full.
Get that stuff off them plates. We coming back out there.
And make sure you eat the cranberries.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat the cranberries.
Then we're going to ass and elbows again.
Ass and elbows, buddy. That's right.
And don't forget, Sam, you got to eat that squirrel. So just remember that one.
No, I'm good. But I know somebody will. There's somebody that will try it in the camp, right? 50?
Let me tell you, I already heard.
Oh
it.
Yeah,
he said he's yeah. He's
I
said squirrel is
I
good.
I try some squirrel. I try some squirrel.
He'll
I
take
ain't scared 50 squirrel.
Will take my spot. Him and Kevin Hunt will take my spot.
Yeah, they said squirrel. They're gonna eat. I know a couple people said they're gonna eat the squirrel. I am. Then you got the deer. So you got a couple things.
The deer will try.
A lot of wild game.
The deer. No, the deer would try.
The deer you try?
Me and Kevin Hunt would try the deer.
Okay. I hear you.
Let Kevin Hunt hear me now.
I think you might have heard you. 914-2230, your mic's open.
Now, Sammy, you can stop that shit, Sammy. I ain't eating no squirrel, no deer.
Come on.
Now, Sammy, we done been down that road, Sammy. I done told you. So he throwing my name up there, me and Kevin Hunt. With no, Kevin Hunt ain't tried no squirrel, no deer. Listen, I'll eat up every vegetable you have. Every vegetable you throw at me, I'll eat it. But you and all your exotic this, that, and the other, no, y'all keep that.
Oh, man.
I know I got Kevin Hunt out here.
I be listening. Listen, I be laying in the cut in case somebody get out of pocket, and then I can jump on in here and surprise them. But Sammy wants me to try some of his meat so bad, Sammy, I can't do it. Fish, and I will go for some turkey.
Okay.
Fish, turkey, and chicken, basically.
Hey, Kevin Hunt, how you doing, Kevin Hunt?
Is that my man Five Pennies on the phone?
Yeah, I'm gonna be Five Pennies. You're gonna call me Five Pennies.
I still kind of upset. You asked for something, the man gave it to you, then you had to think about it. Then I thought we was going to the dance.
I'm entitled to change my mind.
Don't invite me out to dinner and tell me we gonna have something nice and then take me to a pizza shop.
Sometimes you gotta ruffle people's feathers. Sometimes you gotta ruffle people's feathers.
You got my attention,
you don't have
bro.
To have a steak. Hey, you don't have to have steak all the time. You can eat pizza once in a while.
Yes, sir. Well, you can keep the steak, but you got my attention, and I got my eye on you, Five Pennies.
Okay, you gonna keep calling me Five Pennies? I'm gonna tell you that right now. I call you.
Well, see, now I'm trying to ruffle your feathers.
Let me change your name to Miss Hunt. So let me change your name to Miss Hunt. I said Mr. Kevin Hunt.
Well, you did the proper thing because I'm a boss. Now, if you want to change my name, you take me out to that 1320, and then you entitled to.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Let me sleep on it. Ain't nothing changing.
Oh boy.
let me sleep on it. I can sleep on it. When I wake up tomorrow, I'm gonna call you and say again, "Hello, Kevin Hunt."
That's my guy. I never knew a man that asked for a race and then you gave it to him. He turned around and got out of it just as quick and so smooth.
No,
well, that's
like,
what
you're
supposed to do when you.
See, but,
that's what
see,
you're supposed to do when you can't
that.
Digest something. What are you supposed to do when you can't
no,
digest
you can't.
Something?
The plate was full. You fell off the plate. The plate was full. You fell off the plate.
I had to fall off. I got pushed off the plate.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. See, there's an old saying: watch what you ask for, because you might get it. So if you ain't sure you asking for the right thing, don't even keep it to yourself.
Listen.
No,
listen,
we're gonna take that race, but as soon as we finish our plate,
you ain't gonna keep drilling. You ain't gonna keep drilling that in my head, because I might jump out the window. So take it easy.
Listen, I'll help you to the window, Seal. I'll open the window and the whole night.
I don't want you to help me. You might throw me out accidentally. Uh-uh. No.
But anytime you're ready for that original race, buddy, you got that back tie in the clear, just like you asked for. That's not coming off the table.
That's not what I asked for. But
yes, it is.
I'll take it eventually.
You said one and one, and that's
it. I'll take it eventually.
Eventually.
Let me sleep on it. Eventually. I'm entitled. You told me it's there whenever I want it. I'm going to take it eventually.
But listen, like, it's an expiration date on everything. You like milk, eggs, all that stuff.
Well,
it's expiration dates
I
on everything.
But you remember, in my house, we use stuff that's expired. We bring it back to life, my man. Keep that in mind. We don't throw away nothing in my house. Milk. We make buttermilk biscuits. If it's expired, we make buttermilk biscuits. We make the bread. What kind of bread we make with expired milk? What do we make?
Bread pudding with
hard bread. What's that
bread?
Bread pudding. There you go, a hard bread. We don't throw away nothing. Only thing we throw away is niggas. And they can't get away.
So the
show is coming on. I know y'all got, it's like you said, it's around the corner, ain't it? It snuck up on you real
it's
fast.
Right around the corner.
Around the corner.
And Joe's going to work, and he's going to work tomorrow.
Yeah, he got. Listen, everything is good. Everything is good. And listen, nothing for nothing. I know you're probably thinking something, but I'm rooting real hard for Supermom down there. I want Supermom to do a good showing.
He'll bring this back. Uh-oh. He'll bring this money back. He could bring this money back up north, and you could take it from him, right?
That's the plan.
I got you. That's not a bad plan. That's not a bad plan.
Wow.
Damn. Where's Jason at? Jason, I know you're listening. Where are you, Jason?
Oh, he listened. He going to text me like he did the last time and tell you, yeah, I hear you talking smack. I know he going to do good. He going to do good down there. He's like me. He a showman. He going to turn down there, and he's going to do what he do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's in the – that's his track right now. He got people there. You know,
well,
even a little undefeated there, so he's doing his
thing. Yeah, and he feel comfortable there. You're right. See, once you get a leg up, but he can't – that's the only track he might want to run me at down there, and I can't go because he can't run me at ATCO. He can't run me at Raceway Park. He can't run me at Seafood, Capital, nor Bud's Creek.
He might as well stay home then.
Well, like I said, that's his new home track.
Oh, but wait a minute. I bet you he could run you at Island.
Oh, yeah, that's his other home track.
but now he's going to be locked in with you now, Kevin.
Well, I know. Russell, you listen.
He's locked in for you.
Yeah, well, you got my dead presidents. You know, Russell told me, called me, said he got up with you. You holding mine. So.
Yeah. He said he's going to do it with you. So he said he's going to dance.
I know. And it's going to be the worst thing he's going to do in his life. See, he just don't phantom that stuff. He can't. And you look at that break every day. Every day somebody get that break. Oh, my God. That break. Well, like I told him. I said the break is one thing, but that come around, that Supermom's kryptonite, can't get around that.
That's going to be good. I can't wait to see that. That's May 29th, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Right now, that Trans Am down in the garage doing push-ups and drinking milk, Joe. It's just like, damn near ready to tear the garage door down to get out of here.
Ooh. Oh, man.
So
he gave me the break and the clear in the quarter. And like I said, to get that, I had to tranquilize and hypnotize him because before he did it, he ran his mouth. And then I locked him in real quick. You know how somebody say something like you, Five Pennies, when you run your mouth, said, lock it in. And then you say, see, you smart, though. You real smart. You started to think, wait a minute, let me think on it. I think I went at you too quick. I should have paused.
Can you lock him if you give him the break in the clear?
That's what I'm getting.
I'd take the same race.
Well, like I said, you got what you asked for. You can't change it now. Like, listen to me. You got that with the Trans. He's giving me that with the Trans Am. I was giving you what you asked for with the Trans Am.
Kevin, you got to remember, you kind of like held 50 grand up for him, a certain amount of money that he had to reach for.
No, I did not. I came down to what he said to. Don't say that.
Thank you.
All right, I'll tell you what. What you want to run for, you still got it.
Okay.
So there you go, asking for shit again. Now, I just agreed to another one of your skits. What do you want to run for?
500 for two and better.
You got it. Lock it in. Lock it in, Joe. Lock it in. Quick to change his mind.
No, break. I didn't say when. If I'm getting the break in the clear, I'll lock you in right now.
Nah, see. You
guess what?
Joe, see how they get tricky. Joe, they get tricky. Joe, they getting tricky. Now he done threw the break in. The break wasn't part of the equation. It was the back tire and the clear in the quarter. I said, you got that. That's what he asked for. Now he's trying to ease that break in there.
Can I change it?
No, Sammy. Y'all wash hands together. Y'all family. I can't. Listen, now I know I can't even try your vegetables now after what 50 grand done told me.
Look. I'll give him. You give him the break in the clear. We lock him 5 for 3. After Fayetteville, we can find ATCO Englishtown. Between those 2 months,
his home
in April.
You know what? Since we talking and I'm feeling sportsmanlike, you got the break in the clear.
Now we just got to get a date after Fayetteville. We go.
Well, let's say we on the we right here. We talking now. You got the break and the clear, and you know what? I'll even make it nicer to you. I'll give it to you in the eighth of a mile.
Good God Almighty, Lord have mercy. Shit, I don't feel like
now you want to lock that in?
No, he scared me.
Yeah.
You want to lock it in?
We'll take it anyway. Fuck it. We take it anyway.
You take it? All right, now you're locking it in with Big Nasty.
Oh,
no, we're taking the Firebird.
Oh, no.
No, see, now you can't pick and choose.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, you took the back tie off, and you don't. I'm giving you the break. I'm giving you the break in the clear, I'm shortening the race. You got that. You got the break in the clear in the eighth of a mile, but you're getting it with Big Nasty.
We don't like Big Nasty. She nasty.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I was just wiping Big Nasty off the other day. I was over there washing, putting wax on it for you, Kevin. You didn't even know that.
Now, that's Jason's job. Stop trying to take Jason's job now.
Okay, well, he can have his job back. He can have his job back. I don't want his job.
I know if I keep talking, his phone going to ring and he can't get on, but he going to give it to me.
So I might have to three-way in right now.
You ain't gonna find out
because I think you can't get up on there. You gotta do it. Go ahead, Fabby.
Good. I can keep talking smack, and all he can do is get mad. let him listen to it because I know he out there. He got his ears on.
Hey, Kevin, stop being for me, man.
It's almost 7:45, so Dre can't be listening. Drew can't be listening because his little ass should be about ready to go to bed by now, little 90s, the little short ass.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Nah,
there you go.
Yeah.
What's
up? Kevin.
Oh, my God. I love it, man. Them, like I said, one thing about it, man, the dude with race, and believe me, I'm going all in with him down there when he – yes, sir.
I think I got Jason. Are you hung up? I had Jason over here. Where you at?
Well, you had him. He heard my voice, and he hung up.
Ain't nobody scared of you, huh?
There you go. Uh-oh. There you go. You're in trouble now, Kevin.
Hey, cuz, how you feeling? Me and the boys were just talking about you. We were saying all kind of nice stuff.
Yeah, right.
I was telling the boys. I just got out of my mouth. I said, "Listen, I'm rolling with Cuz down there because what he do to the Green Hornet when Green Hornet comes down there to Outer Banks, he know he in trouble."
Yeah.
So I got your back on that one.
Jason, didn't you offer Kevin a spot with Superman about 3 weeks ago?
Yes, he did. Jason, this is how it all started. Jason was giving me spots because he said I had a dud. He was giving me spots with the Malibu, and it didn't work out well for him. And I kept, you know what? I don't want this. And he was giving me the break. Then he was giving me the back tie and the cleared, and then the cleared and the back tie. And I said, "Jason, this is too much. Just try head up." And we see how that turned out.
How it turned out,
Ken. Well, it turned out good for me.
How bad did you beat me, Ken?
Oh, I just beat you by a fender.
Oh, yeah. Well, I
just nipped you.
I'll take the clear this time.
Huh?
I'll take the clear on the next race, man.
Head up with the clear?
Yeah.
That just won't look right. Two cars that sit identical, and I got to give you something. That just, you know what, you wouldn't sleep at night trying to get